If everyone around you is talking podcasts these days.
Serial, Reply All, Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Okay, well, that was a shameless plug with that last one, Ari.
I just love your guest appearances on Pop Culture Happy Hour, Audie.
There's also Stuff You Missed in History Class and Stuff Mom Never Told You.
Stuff about stuff.
Yeah, there are hundreds of possibilities out there. And if Mom Never Told You what podcast to check out, we have a fix.
It's called Earbud.fm. This is a guide curated by NPR featuring episodes from more than 200 podcasts.
Each one highly recommended by someone like this.
My name is Waylon Wong. I am the host of The Distance, which is a podcast about long-running businesses. My podcast recommendation was Glamour Magazine's What I Wore When podcast.
This is What I Wore When, a series from Glamour where fashion insiders talk about what they wore for some of the biggest events in their lives.
So the episode I recommended follows a Glamour editor.
Hi, I'm Sophia Chabot, senior online fashion editor at Glamour, and I'm here to talk to you about what I wore to my divorce.
The episode actually opens with her talking about when she gets married, and actually she describes her wedding dress.
It was off the shoulder with these long billowing sleeves. It was this textured silk. It kind of had this boxy A-line top. It was actually a skirt and top, but it looked like a gown. And the first time I tried the entire thing on, I screamed. I was like, I'm a bride!
I really liked that because it sets up the poignancy of the divorce ceremony later on.
While most girls dream about their wedding dress, I'd be hard-pressed to find a woman or a man that anticipates what they would wear to their divorce. Let's just start from the bottom up. I wore my highest black suede ankle booties from Christian Louboutin. I'm 5'8". They must have made me like 6 feet. I wanted to be eye level or above with my soon-to-be ex-husband.
You go on this journey with her. By the time you get into this scary conference room where she's doing the Orthodox Jewish divorce ceremony, you really feel the weight of that moment and what it means for her to be getting divorced.
I started to shake. I was terrified of the unknown and terrified of what my future would hold, and I still am sometimes.
But to me, it's really beautiful because she talks about how she wasn't allowed to speak during that ceremony, but the clothes spoke for her. The clothes gave her a language, a vocabulary to work with when she felt very vulnerable in that moment.
Clothing isn't superficial. Fashion isn't superficial. It is another language, and it was important for me to express myself in a way that I wanted to, in a situation where I felt I had no control.
That's I Got Divorced, an episode from Glamour's What I Wore When podcast. It was recommended by Waylon Wong.
You can listen to that episode and try out other podcasts at earbud.fm.